For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, it is Thunder and PT, and every hour, second date updates on the 40. And Joe is here to tell us all about Danielle. What would you say, Joe, are some of Danielle's best qualities?
Yeah, so just, you know, in conversation with her, it became pretty clear that she's like a really good friend. You know, the same way with my buddy. So I like that a lot about her.
Shows like a level of loyalty and stuff like that. If things go well, maybe your, friend group and her friend group can merge and become a big party group, right?
I had the same thought. She just has to get back to me first.
There is that. So let's backtrack, Joe, to your first date with Danielle. What did you do? How did it go?
Sure. So I'm a professional photographer, and she needed some pics for her, her LinkedIn profile. So we did a real quick shoot, and then we went for coffee.
Wow, that's so cool.
This was a professional meetup, and then became a little more personal.
Or was it a personal? It was a date set up, but you just said you would do this for her as part of it, right?
Which one was that?
The second one. So okay. We had already made plans to go for coffee, and then just came about like, hey, why don't I just, you need your photos.
I'll do it.
I can do that beforehand.
Sure. Okay. So is it possible, Joe, that she just, wanted pictures and wasn't looking to date you?
I mean, yeah, that definitely crossed my mind. But, it's like, it's something we agreed upon before, that we were going to do before the coffee.
Yeah. Okay. How'd the pictures turn out? Yeah. Maybe that's the issue.
No, I think they came out great. Exactly what she wanted.
Okay. Did you charge her for the pictures?
No. I just it was like 20 minutes. And I was free of charge.
So. Okay.
Wow.
Let's just get to this. Joe, can you think of any reason, anything that might have been a red flag for Danielle?
I really know, and trust me, I tried. Okay. We kept the conversation pretty lighthearted, and it was fun. And she's really photogenic, so the photo shoot part was a breeze. So okay.
Well, we can hear it in your voice how much you like her, and you sound like a nice guy yourself. So let's do this. Let's do what we do, typically unsuccessfully, but let's give her a call and find out what is going on with Danielle if she wants to see you again, Joe. So I want you to hold on right there. We're going to come back in 3 minutes, the second half of Second Date Update with Danielle, next right here with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, we've been talking to Joe here a moment ago, and he was telling us about the qualities in Danielle that he really admired.
So just, in conversation with her, it became pretty clear that she's like a really good friend. The same way with my buddy, so I like that a lot about her.
We'll see if we can't bond Danielle to a second date with Joe. Let's call and see why she's not getting back to him.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Danielle, please?
I don't know how you got my number, but I'm not giving you any of my information. Who is this?
Oh, no. Okay, first of all, yeah, it's not a sales call or anything like that. We don't need your credit card information or anything, Danielle. But I got to tell you, it's Thunder and PT, and we are calling from a radio station, 102.9 The Wolf, where we do the morning show, and everything's fine, everything's okay.
Yeah. Good morning, Danielle. That's probably why it comes up as a private number. Sorry about that.
And it's not a scam, not a scam at all. But we heard, Danielle, from someone that you met recently.
Okay. Well, they gave you my number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, so we do this thing called Second Date Update. So it was a guy you went on a date with. A guy named Joe. You guys did coffee and took some photos and stuff.
Yeah, I know Joe.
Yeah, okay, so the reason we're calling, he can't figure out why you're not getting back to him, Danielle.
I mean, well, if you want me to be honest here, I don't like who he hangs out with. Like, I just don't like it.
Okay, so is he dating around, or?
He could date whoever he wants. I mean, I just have, a big old problem with his friends, and it's just one in particular. Like, I just don't like him.
Okay, so we're a little confused.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by it, too. Like, he's such a cool guy. Like, I don't understand why he would be, like, best buddies with such a total jerk.
How do you know one of his, friends, basically?
Because I thought it was just you and Joe on the first date.
No, luckily, I don't know him personally, but two of my best friends dated him. And before they ever met, he's a liar, and he's such a user.
Okay, and why would you say that about Joe's friend?
Well, both times he love bombed my friends, and until he got what he wanted from them, mm-hmm. And then he ghosted them.
Wow. Okay. Wait, what's Joe's friend's name?
Well, we're talking about Brad.
Okay.
I know it's not Joe, but he chooses to be friends with such a loser. Like, who does that?
Brad is a legend.
Okay, Joe, hang on, Joe. All right.
Wait a minute.
Daniel, we got Joe's here.
We talked to Joe about 5 minutes ago. What were you saying about this Brad guy, Joe?
Look, he is a legend with me and my friends. I mean, anytime we're out, he always manages to snag the hottest girl there.
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful. Okay,
yeah, and apologies here, Danielle. Joe, wait a minute. You're calling him your friend who hooks up with other women, even friends of Danielle's, a legend.
I mean, I guess I just don't see what the big deal is. It's like every group of guys has that one friend who always gets the girl, and that's Brad in our friend group.
Well, he lied to both of my friends about his grandmother dying, recently. One met him 2 years, before the other, and he acted like he was looking for something serious. And the moment he, got his what he wanted, he canceled out on both of them.
Wow.
Look, yeah, I'll admit maybe he does need to, refine his technique or something, but he's definitely, he's got it,
Wait, well, I mean, refine his technique. I mean, he's flat out lying to women.
But he used the grandmother excuse twice in 2 years to get out of a whatever with your friends, Danielle?
Yes, definitely. I can't date a guy who idolizes someone. Mm. He's actually, giving him props.
So kind of guilt. So you
gotta do better.
So with you, Danielle, it's guilt through association with this Brad guy who you don't like. And it's because if you started dating Joe, if Joe ever went out with Brad, is it because you'd be worried?
You wouldn't trust him or something?
Or just Joe's bad judgment and people altogether?
I mean, birds of a feather. Hmm.
Is that fair, Joe?
He's nothing like Brad.
And the way he looks up to him,
why do you hang out with
Brad?
Why
do you look up to him?
Yeah, we've been friends for a really long time, and it's just, it's impressive. I am not that kind of person. I don't have that kind of, I don't have what he has. So it's impressive, but it's not necessarily something that, I'm nothing like him.
All right. And it's the way he just
not looking up to him.
Well, I don't know everything that he does. I don't know all of that.
I'm giving you a couple of points here, I'm telling you what type of person he is, and you're speaking up for him. It's and then you're putting yourself down comparing to him.
No future boyfriend of yours, Danielle, is going to hang out with a guy like that.
No, okay. No way.
But you actually, ironically enough, enjoyed your time with Joe, though. It's just that Joe's connection to Brad you can't stand.
Is it a no? Let's get to it. Is it a no for a second date, Danielle?
Definitely no.
Joe, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's a no because of Brad. So you can blame Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it.
See, here's what Brad's doing, Joe. He's adding him up on his list, and he's taking away people.
Yeah, he's hurting you. Oh, man.
All right. Anyway, Joe, we wish you the best of luck. You sound like a nice guy.
Yeah, man.
We're not going to tell you what to do with this relationship. That's your friend. That's your business. Danielle, we thank you for answering the phone, and we thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks, guys.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.